Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's start with artificial intelligence, where there's an interesting debate emerging between global investors and domestic venture capital firms on India's AI future.
Global investors say India has no shortage of talent, but they are still looking for breakout AI companies that can compete at a global scale. Now, in a recent interview with Money Control, YC partner Jared Friedman pointed to the lack of headline AI winners, while Lightspeed's Bejul Somaya argued that entrepreneurial intensity around AI needs to increase significantly.
But domestic investors see things differently. They argue that India's AI ecosystem is still in its early building phase rather than the scaling phase. The numbers support that. Indian AI startups raised about $1.6 billion across 227 deals in 2025, while several new AI-focused funds entered the market.
Now, investors say much of the activity is still concentrated at seed and series A stages, which means many companies are still developing products rather than chasing large-scale outcomes.
There's also a different view on where India's AI opportunity lies. Instead of building another OpenAI, many investors believe the bigger opportunity is creating AI applications tailored for Indian problems, whether that's education, healthcare, agriculture, or local language use cases.
Yes, so the debate is now becoming less about whether India has AI talent or not, and more about what kind of AI companies India should build. Moving to crypto now, where Coinbase is making India its top international priority in the Asia-Pacific region.
Speaking to Money Control, Coinbase APAC head John O'Loughlin said the company does not plan to enter any new international market over the next year and will instead focus heavily on growing its India business.
Yes, the company recently became the first international crypto exchange to enable INR deposits and withdrawals through direct bank transfers and IMPS. Now, that means users can fund their accounts directly from the bank accounts without relying on peer-to-peer routes.
Coinbase is also bringing what it calls its everything exchange strategy to India, which could eventually include tokenized assets, decentralized finance products, and other crypto services.
And interestingly, even after shutting exchange operations in India in 2023, Coinbase continued investing in its base blockchain ecosystem here. The company says more than 4,000 Indian developers have built on base, with around 150 projects evolving into startups.
Coinbase is also hiring across compliance, cybersecurity, AI finance, and marketing while looking at more investments in Indian crypto startups. So after a difficult first attempt, Coinbase, I guess, is hoping to get luckier the second time around. Next up, a problem many listeners might relate to. We're talking about recurring subscriptions, something that you've signed up for, but you've forgotten about, but the payment still gets deducted from your bank account.
That's right. That's exactly, in fact, what NPCI is trying to address with UPI Help, a platform designed to let users track, pause, and even cancel UPI autopay mandates from one place.
Now, the scale is quite significant. UPI Help saw roughly 30,000 subscription cancellations a day last month, adding up to nearly a million cancellations over the month.
UPI AutoPay now has more than 100 million registrations across subscriptions, bill payments, and recurring transactions.
But there's a catch. A subscription created on one UPI app may not be visible on another UPI app, creating confusion for users trying to track mandates.
Yes, and industry executives say many consumers are still unaware that UPI Help exists because it sits outside the main payment apps people use every day.
Payment companies are now pushing for a fully interoperable system where users can view and manage all subscriptions from any UPI app.
That solution is reportedly still a few months away, but it highlights how scale often creates new challenges even for a successful digital payment system.
And finally, a development from the IT services sector, where HCL Tech is expected to lose a business process management contract with Xerox.
According to sources told Money Control, Xerox plans to move part of the work in-house to its operations in Philippines while outsourcing a smaller portion to local BPM provider there.
The contract is part of a much larger long-term relationship between Xerox and HCL Tech that spans more than 17 years.
Yes, if you look at the impact, it could be affecting employees working on the BPM project. Sources say around 170 to 200 employees may be affected when the contract ends in June.
Now, many of those employees are understood to be based out of HCL Tech's Noida campus and were reportedly informed earlier to look for opportunities outside the project.
Yes, the move comes as enterprises globally continue reviewing tech spends, automation strategies, and cost structures.
And it also reflects a broader trend where clients are balancing outsourcing with in-house operations as they look for efficiency gains.
That's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today.
Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more tech and startup news minus the boring bits. Until next time, this is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.